Cuomo, in the final days of the campaign, stumped for Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton in New York and heavily criticized Donald Trump.
Because in truth, Trump is un-New York. Everything the man stands for is the exact opposite that this state stands for. He's anti-immigrant. This is a state made of immigrants.
Trump, like Cuomo, is a Queens native. Cuomo, speaking in Buffalo on November 6th, also harangued Trump for what he said was his negativity and divisiveness.
When Trump tries to divide us, we know he's injecting a poison into the social fabric that makes New York. He's anti-woman. This is the home of women's rights.
One day after elections, with Trump now the president-elect, Cuomo called into the Time Warner cable news show on New York One and adopted a more conciliatory tone.
I called President-elect Donald Trump today, and we had a good conversation. He is a New Yorker, and we talked about issues for New York and the building that we're doing, the infrastructure, how we're doing it. So it was a good conversation.
The governor sought common ground with Trump, a real estate developer. Cuomo says he's built in the private sector, too. New York is dependent on the federal government for significant amounts of funding for transportation projects, as well as health care, housing, and other programs. The governor, a day later in Syracuse, denies there's any contradiction in his statements. He says he's separating campaigning from governing.
I have grave philosophical differences with the positions that Donald Trump laid out in the campaign. And that is not going to change, and that is not going to go away.
Cuomo says he disagrees with Trump's plan to cut taxes for the rich, saying the trickle-down theory of economics was already tried under President Ronald Reagan in the 1980s, and it didn't work. Cuomo says he prefers to address economic issues from the bottom up, like enacting a $15 minimum wage phase-in in New York. And he says he hopes those issues and others, like stricter gun control measures, will stir the debate nationwide.
And as the governor of New York, I intend to keep up the debate and the dialogue.
The current governor's father, Mario Cuomo, gained a national reputation as the liberal alternative to President Reagan after his 1984 keynote speech at the Democratic National Convention. Cuomo the elder nearly ran for president in the 1992 contest. But Andrew Cuomo, who has always been careful not to hint at any presidential aspirations, says he's happy for now just being governor of New York. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.